Thank you. In fact, this is just, we just started this kind of research. I brought two data sets, one 2003 survey and 2007. And what you're going to see today is just for preliminary analysis, just tickling the problem from normal way, how people they do, like just looking at relationship, stuff like this. But the project's not done. It's just the beginning. I'm going to talk a little bit about childhood asthma and why we trying to introduce this kind of problem and why we are concerned about it. And we kind of compare Georgia, because I live in Georgia, of course. College of Public Health we have in Georgia. And so we're going to compare ourselves how we are disparity between us and the other nation. So how we do in Georgia, we know Georgia has many issues, financial issues, healthcare issues, and we're trying to contribute, you know, to help. Because we live there, we need to contribute. This work, in fact, with a collaborative work with Dr. James Stephen and Dr. Ledlow, both are policy management and health administrators. So when we're done with this, hopefully we're gonna reach a point where we're gonna influence somehow some of the policies in Georgia. Of course, I have nothing to disclose here, no relationship. This is just a beginning. We're going to talk a little bit about the problem, what asthma is, symptoms, and most of you, especially physicians, they know about these kind of symptoms, and why we're going to do this kind of analysis, then what method we're approaching so far, but this is the method for this data set, this result only. The method we're going to approach later, it's more complicated, but it's not the place to talk about now. We're going to discuss some of the result and conclusion based on this simple analysis. Later in the future, maybe next meeting, I'll bring you, hopefully, the final result or something, if we're done. What is asthma? Asthma, by National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institution, called as a common chronic disorder of airway. And this is what we call asthma. The disorder is very complex and characterized by many variables and recurring symptoms. Airflow, you know, obstructions, all the kind of these underlying inflammation and versus acute level, different levels of inflammation. Asthma is one of the leading cause of chronic disease among children and adolescents in the United States. Children, asthma can be disruptive and, you know, disrupt the life of children, like playing, sports, sleeping, all these kind of things. It's really a lifestyle change completely when you have asthma, especially for children. And some children manage, if we have a managed asthma and good treatment, controlling for environment, will be a very good, you know, managed situation. So the purpose here is trying to find some factors where we can control the environment for those kids, somehow tickle this kind of asthma in those kids. Of course, myoclinics, 2008, stated common children asthma. Those are the symptoms, and most of you are familiar with these symptoms, coughing, wheezing, sound with exhalation, you know, like shortness of breath, chest congestions, tightness, and there's other symptoms with asthma children included also trouble in sleeping, shortness of breath, coughing all the time, sneezing, all these kind of things also. We know it's getting worse when we have like infection, flu or something, it will be worse. It's hard to heal, will be take longer time. All children with asthma will take more time to heal from asthma. Okay, you know, National Asthma Prevalence Health Service utilized and mortality in 1992 have increased, they said increased among children and adolescents since 1980. This is just an old study saying there's been a big increase in prevalences and incidence, in fact, in mortality based on asthma. The CDC indicated the nationwide asthma was the third leading cause of hospitalization among children 15 years years and younger. So it's the third leading cause in the United States. the APA reported that about 23 million people, including 6.6 million children, have asthma in the United States. So it's a big issue in public health. The nation economy burden of asthma increased to $14.5 billion by the year 2000. That's just 1999. Now it's maybe more, but we're talking about all studies. Similarly, 2008, Georgia Health reported, indicated that approximately 230,000, 10% children, Georgia have asthma. It's about 10% of our children in Georgia, we have asthma. That's just 2008, that things will change later. With approximately 41,000, 11% middle school students, and approximately 44,000, 10% high school students. Hospitalization charges related to asthma totaled more than $124 million in 2006. So it's financially, for Georgia, it's a burden. Also, it's, healthcare also is going to be a problem to hospitalize all these children. Also, it's not good for, the children themselves. That will be there'll be really disparities between them and the other children because they cannot play, they cannot do sports and the other. So it is an important problem. Okay. Investigating factors and disparities in children's asthma in Georgia is a very important issue to public health and healthcare delivery organizations. So we started this. This is our motivation. We thought by those numbers, money needed, hospitalization, healthcare, all these kind of stuff driven us to start thinking about asthma. Not just asthma, we're tackling another problem about autism and other. We have a huge data set, so it has many variables, many healthcare issues. Current knowledge, of course, can help, but cannot help what causing asthma. We don't know even with all the technology we have. Still, this is a big question. What's going wrong in these children? What onset this data? What triggered this kind of asthma? But of course, we have to think about medical therapy, environmental management. Asthma would decrease. We know that if we can manage the environment, we can have good treatment. We can manage this asthma. Okay, we can decrease the burden of this disease somehow and make life easier for those children. We know asthma is a serious disease with appropriate medication, of course, treatment, environmental, controlling fear, the symptoms, a certain morbidity can be prevented or managed if risk factor can be identified. Whenever we can identify those risk factors, we can manage, we can control the environment, we can help those children to live their normal life. Now, based on the literature, we found some related factors to asthma, or at least some environmental factors. One of them, metropolitan statistical area, big areas. Usually, we're going to see that if you live in a bigger city, you are more susceptible to have asthma or early age asthma. Also, ethnics, minorities. There's a disparity in minorities. Gender. Sometimes there's a difference in genders. That's what the factors found in the literature. Medical preventions, usually if you have some preventive measures, you can prevent some of the symptoms or help the kids reducing the symptoms or controlling those symptoms. Insurance, family income, weight, household secondhand smoker, tobacco smokers, respiratory allergy also, and breastfeeding. Most of these factors they found somehow associated with asthma, children's asthma. Our method, first of all, we trying to investigate children's asthma risk factor in Georgia, how this comparing with what in the literature first. That's just like we're trying to say exploring what's going on. We had the data, we got the data from the survey, and we're trying to see how Georgia works, how works it for Georgia. We know so there's many reports in Georgia about asthma, but still we're gonna be like exploring the data by ourselves, see what's going on in these data sets and those surveys. Are they good surveys? We can conclude at least things similar to what we have in the literature. Can we concord with that or not? The total population in Georgia 2000 was 8.2 million, okay, with 2.2 million children age 17 and less. So it's somehow relatively young population in Georgia. Okay, this analysis only based on one of the data sets, which is 2003, the National Survey of Children Health. Children and Adolescents Health Measurement Initiative served as our database for this, only this result. Of course, we're gonna compare 2003 with 2007, so I have the both data sets. This is just the distribution of Georgia, of course. The total population we have about 8.2 million. Male and female, about the same, 4.1 million. So about the same. Under age 18, we have the total is, I said, 2.2. And male and female, almost the same. So we have like 50-50 chance in male and female. For race, we have white, majority white, black, the second largest population in Georgia, it's African American. Hispanic, we have about half million, and others, including me, of course, not much, only 74, including me. This, you take me out from there, will be less by one, okay? So the method we're gonna use first, only descriptive, like odds ratios, describing the data, how those related factors to asthma, with the response variable, which is asthma. Of course, we're gonna use stepwise regression as exploratory only, to explore things, but we're not recommending that. We're using it just to explore what's going on, but I don't recommend using stepwise blindly. Usually I use the method of full model against a reduced model. I do it even by hand. Look at the two models and compare to be sure that what I see is real, not by, you know, multiple collinearity or something else. Theory testing, there's two approaches we can take. Theory testing, of testing a prior theory or hypothesis of relation between variables, or exploratory testing makes no prior information. So which one are we gonna use? Of course, there's some factors in the literature we can test them, and those are theory, in theory, and the ones we don't know about yet, we're trying to explore. So we're gonna be using both of those techniques. Okay, this is just cross-tabulation to show you how we do in asthma, comparing with other states. This is Georgia alone, and this is together, the other states together, excluding Georgia, of course. If you look at how many children we have, this is just a survey. We have 12.8% of our children in Georgia, based on this data, they have asthma. Comparing with other states together, we have 11.93, so there's a difference. If you have a relative, the difference between the two frequencies or percentages, there's a difference. But is it significant or not significant? This we're gonna see later. So even if we have all states together, total, still Georgia doing worse than all states together without Georgia and with Georgia. So we're doing bad comparing with asthma. So we're trying to find what is going on in Georgia. Are those factors we can use in all states? They can be used as risk factors in Georgia or not? So the first things to do, univariate analysis. Just, you know, you want to univariate using logistic model, just one variable called univariate. So each variable or risk factors will analyze it alone, okay? Without controlling for other factors, just to look what is going on. That's what we found comparing Georgia with all states. We found age is significant in Georgia and the same for all states for this data set. This is simple analysis. Then we found gender is not significant But gender in Georgia, but it is in all states. Gender was significant in all states. Also, household secondhand smoking was insignificant in Georgia, but it was in all states together. And respiratory allergy, of course, this is in both studies. We found in Georgia and other states the same, significant. And the metropolitan area, we don't find it significant in Georgia, but because it's rural areas mostly in Georgia. So the majority live in rural areas than in metropolitan area. So we found it's not significant in Georgia, but was significant in all other states. Weight also in both, they were significant in both, in Georgia and others. Race was significant in Georgia, at this point was significant. Things will change when we control for other variables. It was also significant in all states. Health care coverage wasn't significant in Georgia, but was significant in all states. That somehow coincide with what we found in the literature, okay, for all states together. Preventive health also wasn't significant in Georgia, but it was significant in all states. Breastfeeding wasn't significant in Georgia. Also, poverty level wasn't significant in Georgia. So we're doing good in those factors. They're not affecting our children's asthma. Here we go. We start controlling for the variables. We have multivariate logistic regression. Controlling, of course, we did some diagnosis, we found some outliers, we're trying to, for at this point, we just taken off or deleting those outliers. I know this is not the right approach to take now, but this is exploratory. Just exploring what's going on in this data at this stage. But later we'll be dealing with this issue later in our analysis. So what we found here, look at the B values. Of course, age became non-significant in Georgia, but we control. You know, age, you cannot take it out from your model even if it's not significant. This is an important variable factor you have to keep it. That's what at least what the physician tell us all the time. Whenever talk about any disease, you have to keep age in your model to control for that. We found weight to be significant, of course, comparing between low weight up to, you know, high weight. Of course, the more obesity control, less will be more symptoms in asthma and triggered asthma. Races, sorry for this negative. They are not negative, in fact, but the coding in SAS usually tricky. Sometimes we code 0 for 1, 1 for 0. It became negative, but in our conclusion, we adjust for that. But it seems that what we concern here, it's looking about significant, non-significant. We found race significant, like black versus others, black versus white. So we found this is a big disparities between other races and black African American. They are more susceptible to asthma. Poverty level wasn't significant even for control when we control for other variables. So this is not one of the factors we can concern about. Respiratory allergy, we found it as, of course, it's obvious, should be somehow related to asthma. If we look at all states together, we found, if you look, I put those non-significant, age wasn't significant at this point. Also, gender and wasn't significant also. And what else? Respiratory allergy wasn't significant in all states. When we control for that, surprisingly, weight was significant, dissimilar to Georgia. And what else significant was poverty level was significant here, but wasn't significant in Georgia. This is what's significant. Insurance is significant factor for, because insured and uninsured. I'm not sure how this related to asthma, but I think health care also reduce symptoms or prevent somehow. If you have good care, you will prevent at least or somehow reduce the symptoms or control for the symptoms or the onset time, changing the onset time, control for that. Race was significant. Of course, white against, again, African-American, as we talk about in the conclusion. And preventive medical care also was significant here as a prevention factor. So metropolitan statistical area also was significant. That's concurred with the literature. Okay? So we found some interaction to control for the model, because when you diagnose the model, you find some L model. And this kind of interaction somehow took care of the fit of the model. This is to fit, better fit of the model. So we found this interaction between age and respiratory allergy. We found the interaction between age and gender, and both were significant. But it's hard to interpret, right? When we have interaction, it's hard to interpret. Okay, I have 2 minutes. Well, this is what we said, the conclusion. I'm just summarizing the conclusion here. Using univariate analysis for Georgia data, we found that age, respiratory allergy, poverty level, weight level, and race were all factors affecting children's asthma. That's in Georgia. Similarly, for combining states, we found that beside the above five variables, secondhand smoking, metropolitan statistical area location, medical prevention care, and insurance status are all significant for children's asthma. So there's little difference between Georgia and other. The final model of Georgia revealed that when other independent variables are controlled, 1 year increase in age has no significant. Okay, so there's no significant for age. Of course, but we found, as I said, weight is a significant factor. The odds for children overweight are higher than the odds of lower weight children to develop an asthma. So that's one of the conclusions. The odds of blacks to develop asthma is 2.41 times higher than the whites, and 5.58 times more than other groups. So there is a disparity here. Okay, so we have to think about it. There are no significant difference in asthma based on poverty level in Georgia. Moreover, the odds of children with respiratory allergy are 4.4 times higher than children without respiratory allergy. That's, I think, obvious from a medical point of view. For other, of course, I said table six, sorry, this is different. It's not table six. Anyway, if you combine the other states together and ignore Georgia, controlling for other variables in the model, 1 year increase also wasn't significant on asthma. I don't know why age usually is significant, but here, it was significant. It did not result in a significance, so it's not significant. Similar as Georgia, so we don't have a significant for age. Similar to result of Georgia, from one weight level to another weight level, from low weight, normal, and high weight, the odds of overweight change in higher than the odds of lower weights. Definitely, we compare between the lower and the highest weight. We found there's a big disparity between them. So if you have a child with overweight, please help them to lose that weight. That's reduce the asthma symptoms. Moving from poverty level to another one, of course, the odds of poorer children acquire asthma is higher than with those better income. Okay, so poverty level somehow, I don't know how this is from a medical point of view, but we found this is significant. Of course, again, we come to black against white, and other racial is also significant. But see, the odds here is less. Overall, the nation, the odds is less. Of course, that's what at least give us an idea that this kind of complex sampling, you cannot analyze it in the traditional methods. You have to take care of those issues. Similarly, we can see metropolitan area, if you live in there, the odds for you is 1.2 almost higher if you live in rural areas. Medical insurance as a preventive. If you have insurance, of course, you have better health care, and this is a preventive factor. Gender wasn't, of course, significant. Similarly, we can say also poverty wasn't significant for Georgia, but it was in combining the state together. Medical prevention care also, insurance status were there negatively associated with children, so they are preventive factors rather than they are risk factors. Compared with combined state, Georgia had less risk factor associated with children asthma. Also, there is no significant difference for races. If you're controlling for weights, for other factors, races is not the problem for asthma, so everyone on the same boat. Thank you, and if you have questions. Clap for myself. Thank you. It's the national survey. It's Children Health National Survey. You go online. I found it online, and they give you a license. You need to have an agreement with them. But since I am a member with them, now every time they have a new data, they'll send it to me. So that's a continuation research. I'm not going to stop doing it because this is not just the only variable we're trying to tickle. We have special needs children. There's another variable. Autism, yeah. All these kind of variables concerning me. In fact, I'm a little passionate about children research more than other.
What's the name of the children?
Oh, let me resume. Oh, yeah. I cannot send it to you because you have to have an agreement with them. Oh, yeah, here. The National Survey of Children Health. National Survey of Children Health. That's the data.
The connection between secondhand smoke in the home and asthma seems pretty obvious. But are you familiar with a study in the New England Journal of Medicine over the last 3 weeks that found that a law in Scotland prohibiting smoking in public places seems to have had a substantial impact in reducing
asthma? I didn't see this research, but I believe it's true. Yeah, in Georgia wasn't a problem because Georgia is a southern state and very restricted about drinking. We don't even sell in Sunday hard liquor or any kind of way. So I think from this perspective, there's no smoking at home anyway, so you can't find any association. But if you look at all other states together, they were significant. This is a significant issue, and yeah, I believe we need to take some hard measures, like other countries, they've taken this in consideration. Thank you. I wasn't...
Predisposing factors?
Yeah. I'm not sure what those disposing factors, but usually we have... I'm not sure. We're still in the first stage of trying to explore what's going on. But there, in the literature, we found the weight is one of them. Yeah, weight is one of these disposing factors. In the literature, there's many of factors, smoking, allergy, kind of this, that trigger those kind of asthmas. Yeah.
Well,
thank you. This is a very good question. Yeah, because I'm thinking about, we have a department, of course, environmental health. We may need their help looking because they're doing a study in Georgia, rural areas about houses quality and healthcare. People health, of course. So this could be a reason like lead, what they're using, gasoline, garages, all these cars, different, yeah. How old is the house? All these can trigger kind of asthma. In fact, why I'm saying, because I have mild asthma myself, and I have my inhaler, of course, but it's very mild. And the doctor, the first things told me, change the filter in the house and change the sheet for using the beds. And be sure that inhaler with you all the time because it will be more severe for me in springtime. Most of the time, because I'm allergic to some of the, you know, dust and the flowers and some of these blooming things around me. So that's the good question, like looking at other environmental factors. But so far in the literature, they're not somehow tackling this problem. They're measuring. Yeah, it's hard to measure. And those survey data is survey data, and it's hard to measure this kind of issues or factors, which is we may recommend in the future if we find something related in Georgia, at least in Georgia, then we can talk about those policy people to change some of the surveys to ask about what quality of housing you have, what car, what kind brand. All these kind of things can trigger any kind of asthma. Thank you. No, no, it's not a CDC. I don't think so. This is a Bureau Statistics something department. It is, I think it's not private, it's government data. And they're reporting every year. You can see the report, the result, but what they're reporting only descriptive. They show you some graphs, you know, bar graphs and stuff. They show you what's the percentage in Georgia, what's the percentage here for different variables. But they never, look at the factors, how they are related together with asthma or other health problems. So. But it's available. It's for everybody. If you are a researcher in a certain university, you can use, but you have to sign an agreement with them that to put this, what I put here, you see this? You have to put that always. You're saying this data from National Survey Data for Children Health. You have to state this all the time. That's the agreement. Any other question? So our meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much for coming.